the seven. Giuseppe. Out. Out. Eight. Nine. Yes. The blind man on the feet. Thank you, Telus. Excuse that bad eyesight. And it's in due to mistakes. They think you can be here. Well, that is a point. And lucky for you, a fat one. Zephyrus clipped your legs and sprung your eyelashes to a gibbering neon tube of all the numbers the world knows. We could tag a dormant flesh and export it to Wall Street. And monitor the index of Vatican luncheon meat.
What if the assistant enchanted with the bloody wine?
Dean! XSS. Yeah. It's not easy, Megan. This New World Oaf telexes us an invoice for his media for womanizers. How?
Your refreshment, your second bottle.
My father would spit that amount out before noon, dear sister. Man's nerves often require subtle inclinations for them to tolerate their similes.
Yes.
You. Transaction gangsters. Your feet of fears will come in handy when the Interpol agents pick up your over there. Out! Out! What headaches you will face. What next? Any confession, please? Well, this is the hardest. Only through my senses can I justify these removals. Their order is of confidence, yet their eyes and mouths communicate only a stimulated ego, revealed slightly by the treatment of servants, waiters and such like, in the size and a chilling abruptness that is conscious merely of his position on the left. Their affection in my presence reduces my spirits to an aura like that of an open gift box of returned assurance. The trifle hence necessary to leave you quite a bit. Nothing.
John Paul, go to bed now, please. They say sleep can revive all that the angels could not discover.
For cure. Thank you. Sometimes fear evaporates in sleep, but sometimes along with anger and metal.
There will be other days, other evenings. Other nights like this.
If only it were that simple. If only that were not the case. Good night, dear sister. And may God bless you.
Good night, Holmes. Bags under eyes or on arms. Do not divorce rules, may come.